WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, digital detoxers. This is Jake Carter, your friendly neighborhood guide to a more mindful and intentional life in this crazy digital world. You ever feel like you're constantly putting on a show? Like you're playing a character online, trying to project this perfect image that maybe isn't even real? I get it. We all did sometimes. But what if I told you there's another way? What if you could ditch the filters, embrace your true self, and let go of that crippling fear of judgment? That's what we're diving into today. It's time to talk about authenticity, vulnerability, and why showing up as your genuine self is not only liberating but also incredibly powerful. Buckle up, because we're going on a journey to rediscover who you really are. First things first, remember that comparison is the thief of joy. Seriously. Scrolling through those highlight reels can leave you feeling inadequate and insecure. It's like comparing your behind-the-scenes to someone else's perfectly edited movie trailer. Keep in mind everyone's journey is unique, and focusing on your own path is key. Next up, silence that inner critic. That voice telling you you're not good enough, not interesting enough, or not worthy of love. Yeah, it's time to shut it down. Treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion you would offer a dear friend. Remember, imperfections are what make us human and relatable. And speaking of being relatable, don't be afraid to share your struggles. It's okay to not have all the answers, to feel vulnerable, and to ask for help when you need it. Sharing our vulnerabilities actually creates connection and builds genuine relationships. You know that feeling when someone opens up to you about a personal struggle, and you instantly feel closer? That's the magic of authenticity. Let's talk boundaries too. It's crucial to set healthy boundaries online and offline. Determine what you're comfortable sharing and with whom. Don't feel pressured to engage in conversations or activities that drain your energy or make you uncomfortable. Remember, you have the right to protect your mental space. And finally, practice self-love. Treat yourself with kindness, celebrate your achievements, big and small, and nurture your passions. When you prioritize your well-being and happiness, it radiates outwards and inspires others. Ever find yourself overthinking a social media post before hitting publish? You know that feeling. Like you're second-guessing every word, checking for typos 100 times, and agonizing over the perfect filter? Yeah, I've been there. It can be a real struggle to let go of the fear of judgment when it feels like everyone is watching. Here's the thing. That fear is often based on assumptions and not reality. Most people are too preoccupied with their own lives to scrutinize yours in detail. Think about it. You probably don't spend your days dissecting every online post by strangers, right? So why put so much pressure on yourself to be perfect for an audience that isn't even paying that much attention? Remember the time you tried something new, maybe a dance class or public speaking event? You were nervous, butterflies in your stomach, and that voice of self-doubt whispering doubts in your ear. But then, you did it anyway. And what happened? You probably surprised yourself with how well you did, how much fun you had, and how empowered you felt. That's the beauty of stepping outside your comfort zone. It builds resilience, confidence, and a sense of accomplishment. So let's challenge that fear of judgment head on. Start by being kind to yourself. Forgive yourself for past mistakes, celebrate your strengths, and remember that everyone has flaws. It's what makes us human. And here's a bonus tip. Surround yourself with supportive people who appreciate you for who you are, not who you pretend to be. Their encouragement will fuel your authenticity and help you shine bright. Remember this. Your voice matters, your story is unique. And your presence in the world makes a difference. Don't let fear hold you back from sharing your authentic self with the world. Embrace the journey, celebrate the imperfections, and remember that true connection comes from being real and vulnerable. Now go out there and show the world who you truly are. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little dose of authenticity, and let me know your thoughts on social media. I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, keep it real and keep it mindful.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.